Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Hey, imagine that. Two millennials doing a podcast to avoid legalizing the purge. Yeah, probably because they can't afford therapy. This is Mostly True Opinion.
To another edition of your friendly neighborhood Mostly True Opinions.
Yeah, and we know we're slacking, but we bring you a crazy motherfucking week, so buckle up.
My name's Cameron, that's Katie.
Oh, hi. Yep, it's me, Katie.
Like us on Instagram. I don't know what I'm supposed to say anymore.
Mostly True Opinions. Write us a review.
KDK Comedy, The Only Camshaft. Follow, like, subscribe, message, tweet. I don't know. I mean, all the social media platforms are moving the tent pole. Or what is it? Moving the flagpole? The field goal?
Moving the goal post.
Moving the goal post. Goal post.
Okay.
Moving the goal post. No, we shouldn't start over.
Okay.
That's not what we do.
I apologize if this is your first episode.
I just saw that they did the, they're getting rid of the swipe up thing now. On Instagram.
What? Yeah. And you're almost
I'm almost there and they're fucking getting rid of it. But no, here's what they're doing. Here's what they're doing. They're replacing it with some sort of button.
Ah!
And then I saw something about Facebook today is starting their own version of Clubhouse. And it's like,
of course they fucking are.
Everybody shut up and stop.
At least I wasn't even close, but you were like within 200.
But did you
followers.
Hear me? They're changing it to a button. So the same kind of functionality will happen. It's just not going to be swiping. I don't think it, you know.
No one cares.
I guess. It's one of those things that nobody really uses anymore anyway, because it's
no
websites and links and things like that. No, because it's all, I don't know. What happened? This is like the first 2 hours you've spent with the dog in the last two
I
and a
know.
Half weeks. So you are.
I just need to love her and nibble her and kiss her
We read a survey this morning on the show, on the radio show, and it was about having separation anxiety from your dog.
Yeah, it's real.
And it's like 38 or 40% or something like that of
I
people say that they have it.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I get it.
My heart aches. And now here we are. And now here she is. So small. Anyways.
I have a new theme song for you.
Hell yeah.
For your life. This is the Katie theme song. This is what I imagine it sounds like in your head. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Pew, 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 pew. We went to Mexico. I went to Nashville, Tennessee Tech area, and then drove to North Carolina, Greensboro. And then came back and...
Just to leave again.
Then I'm leaving again. To San Diego, and then I'm coming back, and then I'm leaving again.
And then you're going
to Sonoma, and then I'm coming back, and then...
I was thinking it's a good thing that you enjoy being home. That's, of all the things that we're going to talk about today, that is a positive thing to think about. Like, you have wanted to come home, right? You've
right.
wanted to sleep in your own bed, you've wanted to...
Only to be ripped away again.
I mean, yeah, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you know... If it wasn't for the actual hellfire that this travel has continued to be, the places I've been, like the Nashville show was great. The North Carolina Comedy Festival was great. Our 1 year anniversary was great.
It really was.
I feel like a piece of shit right now.
Here's what we should do, okay? We should start with the good, because inevitably we're going to go down the rabbit hole of the bad, and we're not going to be able to pull ourselves out. So I think...
Are we revealing the good, slightly good thing that's happening this week?
Sure, yeah. And then we'll talk... Let's talk about our trip a little bit. Yeah. And then we'll really jump off a cliff, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
We'll end it nice and sad for you guys.
We always end it on, like, Judge Judy or something saucy. We have a... I have a list. This is... Sometimes, you know, after not being a landlord anymore, it's been, oh, what's the Judge Judy moment this week?
Right.
And it's been, you know, there's a couple weeks where it's like, oh, did anything real bad that happened this week? And usually I find something. But this week, I have an entire phone note of like 15 options for the Judge Judy moment.
There's a ton of stuff on there. There's a lot of stuff on there.
I mean, I can spread them out. We could do them all. I don't know how long this episode's going to be.
I think we got like 3 or 4 hours. If you really want to marathon it out, we can split it up.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to put something on our social media, right? A poll about doing a second episode.
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah.
So peep our Instagram. There's been multiple people saying we should do more episodes a week or do longer episodes. And there's a way to do that, but we don't know if a lot of people care. We're going to always do one free episode a week till the end of time and since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
If you want another episode, we would maybe charge $1.
And if you don't, that's fine.
And if you don't, you don't have to buy it.
We've just been doing a lot of thinking about, like, we like doing this with you guys, like doing the free one.
Yeah.
But one of the things we're running out of lately, time.
Time. And so it would totally justify us spending more time,
right,
if we made $1.
So yeah, look for that poll. And if you have thoughts, more in-depth thoughts, please
and
message us on Instagram.
And if you don't want it,
that's fine.
That's okay. You'll still get a same old free episode every week.
Yeah. And also lose my number.
Also go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, you know.
Shove that dollar up your ass.
So right, let's just tell everybody what's happening tomorrow with you real quick, because I mean, how many is this now?
We've teased
how many?
We already teased it.
But
I'm going to be on another game show.
Yeah. And that game show, Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah. Let's Make a Deal. Formerly Monty Hall, now Wayne Brady. It's a very chaotic show.
It's a mess, but I'm excited.
And again, here's my main takeaway from this, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple takeaways. Number one, it's really fun. I'm excited to watch you. Our friend James was on it. Love James. He was only on it for about 4.5 seconds. Because that's how this game show and The Price is Right work the same way. They have everybody's favorite games that take a long time to play. And then they have to fit in
a couple throwaways.
Which is basically heads or tails games.
And you pick, and if you lose, you're gone. And if you win, you're gone.
Poor James was on there for about 12 seconds and then he lost and I felt terrible for him. But that is, I feel confident. Look, you already have a history of losing game shows, right?
Right.
This is the one you're going to win.
Well, don't
I know it.
Say that now.
I know it has to be. Everything happens in threes. You lost Celebrity Name Game.
I lost like
you
eight
lost
game shows.
America Says.
And you're going to win this one.
And America. No, well, that's not a game show.
And
it's competition. Different. Okay. All I'm saying is I feel very good about this one.
Okay.
That's one of my takeaways. My other takeaway, we are having car troubles, and it would be ideal
to win
if
a car.
You could win a car and or the money for a car.
No pressure.
So I want you to think about that going in.
Yeah.
If you're making
it to the game that takes absolutely no skill.
Right. Just go in, and I want you to think about this moment and think to yourself, I should choose the right one, not the wrong one.
Right.
Okay. And then my other takeaway, and this is the one that's burning in my mind, is clearly, as a fan of game shows, I've always been a fan of game shows all my life.
Yeah.
I know you have too. But as a fan of game shows, I clearly know how to play from home, but nobody has any interest in putting me on TV. I have been to so many. I've been to The Price is Right 15 times.
We talked about this too. You're
I know,
just not
but
excited.
I can't get over. Yes, I am. I'm the most exciting in
Do
my
you
head.
Think that, right, I was going to say you don't present exciting.
But I
Are you TV presenting exciting?
Here's what it is.
Come
okay.
On.
I think that I do to a certain extent. I have a limit.
By smiling when, without your teeth.
That is not, don't, drag me under the bus. That is not what happens. That's not what happens. That is not what happens. I think I have what it takes, but I get to that certain point, and it's the point where the producers and the people working on the shows start to an excruciating extent.
To try to finesse you.
Try to make you snort cocaine, and it's like, I get it. I'm excited. I'm super excited, but...
I don't go like ape shit. I just...
I'm just saying.
Do a slightly elevated version of myself.
Well, anyway, so you had to get the test. So you got a COVID test
Yeah, I got a COVID test. I'm shooting it tomorrow. I wanted to be a banana. And they said they've had too many bananas. Whatever. So now I was out of town. I did not physically have time to get another costume. And I'm resurrecting the costume that will never die. I'm doing the America's Little Sister costume, and I slapped a zonk on my chest.
A zonk.
So,
and that's like, in case you're unfamiliar, it's kind of
it's like a whammy.
Whammies. Oh my God. Okay. I just got a text that's going to make the story after this so much better. Sorry. Keep going.
Honey.
It vibrated, so I thought everybody heard it. Anyway.
No, no one heard it.
Okay. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it.
I'm going to eat it up.
I'm so excited. Okay,
anyways. So I'm dressed as America's Little Sister, but they had me add tights because they didn't want my white thighs out. And they had me add a zonk, so it seemed more topical for the show.
Right.
So I look like a zonk superhero now, and we'll see if I win anything or if I just continuously make a fool of myself on television.
I think this is going to work out in your favor, and here's why, regardless of if you win.
Okay.
You're either going to win or this is going to be a viral TikTok moment, because we will, you'll either win or we'll compile all of your losses and say, you know, like put a video up like I just keep losing, or I have the game show curse or something. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
I just thought of that. Write that
down. Good job. Write it down.
Write it down, Daisy.
You're not writing it.
Loser competition. What is it?
So loser highlight reel. It's a loser highlight reel. That's smart. That's good.
Okay. Thanks, are you excited about it, or are you kind of like burnt from our last experience?
I'm burnt from life and burnt. I don't want to go. Like, I don't want to seem like a prima donna. I'm just going to shoot this and put a big smile on and wear a stupid costume. Not what I want to do tomorrow, but I'm going to do it and it's going to be great.
Because there's, I mean...
I'm not in the mood, but I will make myself in the mood and it'll be fine. And then maybe we'll win a car.
Again, I have a very good feeling about it.
Good.
Something good is going to happen. I'm going to get a call from you. I'm going to get the call. And don't do the bullshit where you go, I lost. And I go, oh. And then you go, just kidding. I got a blank. Just
no,
come out the gate with it, you know?
Have I ever done that about anything?
I'm just saying. I don't like when people do that.
Yeah. Okay. And we went... Oh, I like how you're worried about your phone vibrating, but you burped into the microphone.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
That wasn't me burping. That was a throat
An
noise.
An air bubble.
You never have throat noises.
I do. I'm just saying. We were just at Office Depot printing out the zonk.
Yeah.
And
for your costume, yeah.
For since the beginning of time, Staples, Office Depot, it's all the same. I think we even at one point put them on the blacklist.
We did.
But
actually, it was a FedEx Kinko's that we put on the...
They're all fucked.
They are.
And I said as we walked in, let this be the first time in human history that this goes smoothly picking up a print.
And it did
not. Absolutely not.
Did not go that way.
The guy... What's your last name? Wolfschlager. With a V or a B? A W.
And then?
And then... What's your order number? We read the order number. Okay, so for Joyce...
For Joyce?
It was like just friends. Joyce! And then he was like, oh, I don't see your order anywhere. And then after like walking around in absolute dismay, this man comes back to the computer, asks us the order number again, and then goes, oh, it was in the queue still. I should have checked there first.
Oh.
It's the easiest orders that take the longest.
And, oh, I liked it also. We walked up and they go, I said, we're picking up an order, which I did. So online, when you order, you can say, pick it up at the counter, or you can pick it up in like the shelf
that's done.
To go area.
The done.
You know, like when you go to Chipotle and your bag's sitting there, you can just grab it, that kind of thing. I specifically clicked that.
So we could avoid human interaction.
Said it would take less than an hour. And I like how we walked up to the, what the hell?
don't know. The cat's destroying something. Apart.
We walked up to the counter and the guy's like, what are you picking up? I said, a print order. What is it? Printed things? I don't know. like what? It's a sausage. What do you think it is? Like,
and then we waited instead of, it was a 1 hour pickup, but we waited 2.5 to go.
Oh yeah.
Cause we gave him extra time. So then they never even made it. So then the guy says, okay, I'm going to go make it because it's still in the queue. It was the next order up. Yeah. The easiest ones always take the longest. Cool. Amazing. So then we're standing there waiting for this guy to like make these three things and they come out wrong because like it's missing.
The printer's effed up or something.
The printer was out of ink or something and it came out spotty. So then he had to make them again. And he brings it over and it's the Zonk logo from Let's Make a Deal. And I'm literally cutting out the laminated thing and taping it to my chest. Okay, people, mm-hmm. that's what it's for. Who cares? He doesn't need to know what it's for, but he comes over and goes, is this what you wanted?
It's like, no.
Judging the order. And it's like, bro, first of all, this whole interaction could have been avoided if you just did your job. But okay. So we're standing there trying, like stifling, seething, like where I'm just like, uh-huh, that's our order. Thank you. And I'm like, it could have been a picture of my tits for all he knows. Like, people print wild things, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What people print?
Oh, yeah.
What do people print? And I'm printing a Zonk logo and you're going to come over and go, is this what you want?
And also, isn't it the kind of thing where you just like
super
the computer puts everything in a queue and it just like auto prints? Shouldn't that be the situation?
I don't know. But this guy, I just like, it was every turn he let us down. What's your name? Okay, Joyce. Okay, no. Order number. Okay, wrong. Okay, is this what you wanted? Oh, now it printed wrong.
Here's the funny thing. Like, so when
Jesus
I'm standing there,
Christ.
And I know you've experienced this. In fact, we'll hear a little bit more in a second. It's you're standing there going, okay, dude, I would save us all about a half hour if I can just come back there and do it.
Can I do it my goddamn
self? You have
self.
The equipment. You have the laminator. Listen, you have all this stuff. I will just come back there and do it. It'll be fine. And the whole time, and I'm not shitting on people who have jobs at Office Depot or jobs at any store or
and
anything.
It's like,
but I'm standing there and I'm like, maybe this is what I should do because this guy doesn't even know what he's doing and doesn't seem like he's that stressed.
You would be a rock star.
All right. Are you ready for the twist?
Yeah. What's the twist?
So we got our order paid for it, everything, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No.
I just got a text saying it's ready for pickup. So
after we got home.
It's sitting there again. They printed it a second time.
You think?
I guarantee you.
Oh my God.
In fact, I think we should go after this.
No.
And go pick it up. Our three Zonks.
Oh, after 4 hours and like just, oh God, fuck.
It's just unimaginable. It's not, I mean, there used to be a time where we all had printers, but what do we need those for?
We have a printer, but it doesn't print color and we don't have a laminator and blah, blah, blah. So we had... When you got to call in the reserves and go to Office Depot, when the reserves are Mark.
Yeah, at Office Depot.
Joyce?
You know who he reminded me of? I figured it out.
Hmm.
The guy who was a contestant on The Circle, the second season.
Yep.
Who,
was it him?
It might have
was
been him.
Was his name Mark?
I don't think it was, but I think it was his twin.
The guy on season two of The Circle that was pretending to be a younger gay guy.
Which apparently season three is already out. Of The Circle.
No way.
Yeah, we got to watch that.
Cool.
We finished all of our Love Island, so.
So.
We got to get on it. Speaking of Love Island, vacation, oh my God. We did have a really good.
It was great.
A really, really good 1 year anniversary trip.
We went to Riviera Maya at a resort.
Barcelo, adults only.
Yeah.
Adults only being the key phrase there.
Keywords there, because we did walk. They have six properties and the other five are allow children.
Yeah.
And we walked to the other ones because you're allowed to go to all of them. And we came back very quickly to ours.
Yeah, you know, it's just kids, number one, number two, white trash happening. I don't know what it was, but the one we stayed at was perfect in
but
that
not
regard.
Even, yeah. Yeah.
And we just spent 6-7 hours a day in the water.
Between the pool
floating
and
there,
the ocean, yeah.
Which was probably great for our backs and our gravities and everything.
Yeah, it was We did venture to a cenote.
We did, yeah. We Which was super awesome.
It was super awesome, and there were little fish that tried to nibble our skin.
In case you're unfamiliar, it's kind of like a...
A sinkhole.
It's kind of like a little pond. Really, you know?
It's like a mineral bath.
In the woods.
It's like a... I don't fucking know. A spring. A cold
kind
spring.
Kind of, but it wasn't cold. I don't think it was that cold. Cold springs are cold. Cold springs, like, they come out of caves.
Fine, whatever.
You know?
It was a cool... Cenote was cool. We ventured out. That was our adventure. And we went to the ocean and stuff. And we just, like, laid around. And it was great.
We had lots of fun drinks. We had tons of great food.
Oh, the food was great. So good.
So good. So they did the, you know, during the day, the buffet stuff. And then...
The hibachi.
At night, they had the teppanyaki, the Japanese, the what else? The Mexican, the Italian.
And then French.
And then French, which I realized when we got there...
That we don't really know what French food is.
Didn't really understand. And
I was like, I don't know, quiche and baguettes?
And fries?
I don't know. Yeah, we didn't really know.
So when we got there, we're looking through the menu. Comes to find out, there's a lot of birds on there.
And we were like, okay, there's the same amount of restaurants as we are nights here.
Right.
So we'll do one restaurant per night and experience them all. And we left French... For last. It's kind of like blaring, no? The French music?
No, it's pretty low. You want it louder?
No. Put it away. I feel like it's real loud.
You have really bad, like, nonverbal cues, just FYI. Like, when you try to mouth something to me, I never know what you're saying.
That couldn't possibly be that you're... Stop! It couldn't
possibly... It's so not loud. Look how low it is on here.
Shut up, wait.
Anyway.
It couldn't possibly be that you're bad at reading lips.
I'm not.
It is 100%.
No, and I tell you what, yes, because I have to do that for a living. Like, my job is reading lips. Because on a radio, we have to, like, do all kinds of nonverbal cues to one another.
I like how in the middle of this, I was just trying to... I was going like this to put it down a little bit.
Oh, you weren't moving.
That was very clear. And then instead you just go, you're really bad at this. Thanks. Jesus Christ.
Not at this, just at that.
At nonverbal cues.
Anyway, you were saying with the French.
Jesus Christ. Put it back. Put on the French music.
I like how I did it as like to add something and then it became a complete train off the tracks
moment.
I
felt like I was screaming over it.
I'll worry about that. It's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so we had...
Please, God, if it hurt your ears for me to be screaming over the French music, please DM us so that I'm... So we weren't sure.
Anyway,
we weren't sure what French food was. Turns out it's meat, meat, and more meat. Duck.
So much meat, which I had no idea.
A lot of ducks and snails and butter and bread.
And bread and croissants.
On croissants wrapped...
So what, okay, you had meat. the and foie gras.
Oh, quail.
You had quail. You had a appetizer that had foie gras sauce in it, which is like a duck's liver or something. And then I got the beef Wellington, which is essentially...
A crescent roll around a hunk of meat.
The chewiest piece of hunk of meat surrounded by a buttery crescent roll. And
then just slathered in a weird gravy.
Just... So much, yeah, it's just, and you know, just looking at it was not great.
So we...
And it was not the resort.
No.
Because the resort had great food otherwise.
No, every other restaurant was amazing. So we're just kind of pretty sure that French food isn't our thing. Because we tried, we were adventurous. I had quail. I had a chicken thing. You had shrimp. I had they have onion soup, but it's mostly just, it's mostly just 90% like, melted Swiss cheese.
It's literally like a...
And beef broth.
It's beef broth with a hunk of Swiss cheese in it.
And an onion.
And onion juice. Like, it's...
It was weird.
Ugh.
Anyways, we left a little bit sick, and we tried everything, and it wasn't...
Not our favorite.
But I realized... French food.
We did the teppanyaki, like, Benihana-style thing a couple of times. I had never done that before. It was mind blowing. I loved it.
That it was your first time until we were sitting down, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
I absolutely loved it. It's so good. It's so fresh. It's so tasty. Like,
yeah. So yeah.
But oh, I tell you what. Good. Everybody, we had a great time, and we didn't have any big problems with anybody. But what a case on people watching.
They're
like, people. The way that people act.
The way that people experience life is startling. Like the, so we went to the Mexican restaurant and there were these, you know, a little bit older white people from Middle America.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they had accents. So I think they were from the Midwest. And
for sure.
They were shrieking in a very disrespectful manner about the grasshopper. So they had a... What is it?
It was like flan,
tres
right?
leche.
Or yeah, it was tres leche, yeah.
Tres leche with a caramelized, it was like a caramelized grasshopper piece covered in chocolate or something.
Yeah.
And it was literally like a quarter of a grasshopper's leg.
It was like half of a sunflower seed.
It was not even, right.
It was so small.
It was so small that they shouldn't have even put it on the menu because a bunch of white people are going to shriek about that. If it was a full-ass grasshopper that not caramelized, not covered in chocolate, I can see that being jarring.
Right,
like
exactly.
A beef jerky grasshopper. Yeah. But like it was, if no single human would have ever known that was a piece of grasshopper. It was garnish.
No,
not at all.
There's no way.
It was the size of a pumpkin seed and it was a garnish covered in chocolate. You would not have known. Also, we ate it. It was fantastic. And you couldn't even fucking tell it was a grasshopper. Also, I have eaten a full grasshopper.
Like, the grasshoppers are not that bad.
They're not that bad. Anyways, but they were literally yelling through the restaurant, shrieking, "Oh my God, a grasshopper!"
And then somebody, I heard one lady go, "How was it?" And as literally the waiter's walking
they're
by.
They're like throwing
disgusting.
Up. Disgusting.
Oh, disgusting. Disgusting.
And it's like, okay, you are the reason that people at like all-inclusive resorts, like the workers, like hate American people. And it was just like, oh, great. Like, this is why middle-aged, middle America white people get a bad reputation.
Oh, 100%. And the amount of...
it was so disrespectful. And I was like, they don't even care. Like, ugh.
The amount of people that
don't... Also, just don't order
tip.
It then.
Right.
Just don't order the grasshopper dessert. There's 8 other desserts.
Chances are going in, you knew you weren't going to like grasshopper.
Yeah, hey, Carl, why don't you get the fried ice cream then?
Yeah.
You idiot. it pissed me off. I was just like, dude, anyways, yeah, and then the amount of people...
Again, didn't ruin our experience. It's just, it's always a fun people watch.
And then we did venture off, like, for 5 seconds to the other resorts, and there was a family all wasted together.
Oh, yeah, they were long gone.
Which is fine. Everyone's on vacation. However, the one girl had staff members around her nearly convulsing and passed out on a chair. And the mom and brother were going, "Give her another shot," and laughing at her. And she was like drowning in her own puke poolside.
It was bad.
And like her eyes were rolling back in her head. And I was like, is she gonna die? Like, there is no question on this earth that she had alcohol poisoning, and her family was like laughing at her.
It was
so weird. And the staff members were worried.
They were very confused and worried.
Like, and then also she had a brother that was like 35 and had goggles on in the pool. And it's like, if you're 35 in a resort pool with goggles, I'm going to need you to go and swim out to sea because
just go.
Just goodbye.
Let the
fuck
tide
is wrong
take
with
you.
You're looking at people's crotches. That's what you're doing.
Yeah,
there's
it's not
nothing
like you're,
to look at.
You're not in the reef. You're not looking at the fish.
There's nothing else to look at.
Yeah.
And he wasn't swimming laps, so I don't want to hear it. Don't ask
me.
No,
it was not that kind of pool.
It's not this kind of pool. It was his whole family's fucking wasted. He's wasted. They're laughing at this girl that's like on the edge of death, and I don't know if she's alive today. She could be dead. We don't know. Anyways, there's just some people that take it too far, and we had to like run for the hills when we saw those people, like those people, and then the grasshopper people, and then the excursion people.
Oh my god!
That took an hour and a half.
I don't.
We just went to guest services to ask one question. One question. We just wanted one quick question. Super simple. And there were these people ahead of us. One person ahead of us. Just a couple. And they were planning their entire week of like food and excursions and whatever. Except they kept going, oh, well, we have to look at the menu before we decide if we would ever want to go there. And oh, and do you know what times it usually rains here?
Yeah, every what? Day.
Does it rain every day? And do you know what time it usually rains? What? Can they predict the weather, ma'am? This is a poor guest services human.
Those are the kinds of people that, okay, you haven't watched White Lotus yet, but I have to show you at least part of it on HBO Max. These are the people that spend their entire vacation at guest services.
Right.
And yeah. It's like, it's a sad, what a sad existence that must be.
To clarify, because I keep hearing it was awful, I'm not going to watch White Lotus. Because
so basically there's one character who he's there on his honeymoon and they booked the most expensive suite on the place. And for whatever reason, one thing or I forget the exact reason, they get bumped a room down.
Yeah.
He spends the entire week
complaining
and trying to get back into the other room.
Right. Instead of it's just like, enjoying
and
the
then
time.
His new wife is like, look at where we're at.
Can you just enjoy?
Look at me. Look at, you right. know, and ugh. That would just must, what a miserable existence it must be. That would suck.
Yeah.
So this is our downhill slope because.
Yeah, sorry, we're on it. It's
we are
happening.
Leaving vacation and this is where the insanity comes into play. So here, we both flew to Mexico together for the vacation and then I departed back home and you departed to Nashville, Tennessee. For a stand-up show there.
Well, it and was then, in Cooksville or whatever.
Right, but you were flying to Nashville and then you had to drive and then...
Yeah.
And then the following couple days, you drove to North Carolina for a comedy festival.
But my flight was just... I barely made it.
Yeah, why don't you walk us through what happened with that?
Just real quick. So the flight that I was on was American Airlines from Cancun to Dallas-Fort Worth and... There was a connecting flight also with American
Which
Airlines.
Which airline? American, okay.
Yeah, American, Cancun to Dallas, then Dallas to Nashville, both American Airlines. And there was a layover in which I was supposed to go out of customs, get my bag, recheck my bag, go back through security, and get to my gate and get on the next plane. They delayed my flight in Cancun 3 times, so then my connection was nearly non-existent and I would have had to book another flight. But I talked to the flight attendant on the first flight and she said, actually, this pilot on this plane right now is the pilot for your next flight.
Right.
So he has to also go to customs, get his bag, recheck. Like he has to do the exact same stuff that you're doing, the same steps. And so we'll just tell them, hey, you're holding the next plane for the pilot. There's also a passenger coming with him. Seems to make complete sense.
Seems
also,
like it would be A-okay.
The delays were their fault to begin with like mechanical shit.
Yeah.
So then I'm saying, okay, I sprinted. When I tell you that I sprinted to customs, I literally took my roller bag and like flung it while it was still rolling. And the guys understood, like they were like, go, go, go. I flung my roller bag to recheck it and they like caught it and like, whatever. I run through security. Like I'm running. I'm sprinting. Dallas Fort Worth Airport has a Skylink that connects the terminals. There's no other way to get to the other terminals except the Skylink. They're separated buildings. So I got on the Skylink and turns out the American Airlines flight that I came in on came into a completely different terminal than the one I was leaving from.
Right.
It was 4 terminals away.
So super convenient.
So I had to get on the Skylink and go 4 terminals over. Meanwhile, the gate agent of my new flight is calling my cell phone and yelling at me and said, when are you going to be here? Where are you? And I said, I'm running. I'm on the Skylink. And he like couldn't hear me. And I was like, I'm getting off the Skylink. I didn't realize that it had 6 stops to get there. So I'm like, I'm getting off. I'm coming.
Right.
He goes, how long? And I said, I don't know how fast this moves. I think like 5 minutes. Anyways, so then he calls me back in 5 minutes because the Skylink didn't get me there yet. And he's like, where are you? You said you were going to be here. And I was like, dude, I'm literally sprinting from your other plane to this plane as fast as a human possibly could. And so I start sobbing because then he goes, never mind. We can't let you on. We're leaving. We're closing the door. So don't take your time then. Then he tells me to stop running, like, basically. And then he calls me back again. So anyways, I still am running and crying because I'm like, maybe I'll show up anyways,
right.
Which I did. I sprinted up to him with tears running down my face. And they still let me on the plane. And apparently the pilot was the one that said, let's wait for her.
Good on the pilot.
Yeah, I guess. The bare minimum.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, at least there was that.
But then, so I'm like crying and like run onto this and they're all mean mugging me except the pilot. Like, as though I picked this. And so then
right,
whatever.
It's not like you drove to the airport 20 minutes before your flight.
So we land in Nashville and I get to baggage claim and there was like an American Airlines like baggage claim office representative like standing there and was like, Katie? And I was like, what? Yes? Like, what's happening? They're like, oh, yours is the only bag that didn't make it, so we knew you would be coming down here. And I was like, this is starting to feel like real personal. Like, and then they're like, oh, and then I was only going to be here tonight, and then I'm driving an hour and a half away and then driving to North Carolina. Like,
I was like,
my work thing is an hour and a half east, and then I was driving 5.5 hours to North Carolina. Like, my plan was not to come back to the airport.
Right.
Like, anyways, so then they're like, oh, well, we don't deliver luggage till like 2 p.m. And I was like, okay, well, I'll come back and get it. And she's like, okay, well, just have someone come in and grab it. And I was like, I'm by myself. Like,
right.
Can
somebody help me throw me a freaking bone here?
So they're like, okay, we'll text you when it comes in the morning and you can come get it. And then just put your hazards on and like make a run for it before someone like arrests you. And I was like, cool. Anyways. So then I try to find the rental car thing. That's like, it's like 1 a.m. and I'm like trying to make sure it doesn't close. And this guy, I was too tired to lie. He's like, why are you in town? The budget rent-a-car guy. And I said comedy, which is my fucking fault. Okay.
I should have just lied.
I should have just said a business conference or something. Right.
Yeah.
I said comedy. My bad. You know, that's on me.
That is your fault. Yeah.
And then he does a 20 minute impression of what's his face? Oh my God.
Oh, Christopher Walken.
Christopher
That's what
Walken.
You said it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. Same thing.
Old white, whatever.
The rest of the time he's helping me with the car, he's talking like his version of Christopher Walken.
And how
Walken.
Good was it? It was really good, right?
And he goes, my friends tell me I should do comedy and this is my Christopher Walken impression. And then I was just standing there like a shell of a person, like with tear-stained cheeks, and I didn't have my luggage. And then he was giving me a hard time about my last name and stuff. And I was like, sir, I want to go. Like, I think he could see me like breaking down. And
things
are
happening, my friend.
He goes, oh, I'll give you an upgrade, a free upgrade, because you seem like you've had a tough day. And it was originally going to be a small car, a nice yeah. small car. And he goes, I'll upgrade you to an Escape.
Whoa.
Which is
a luxury car.
Which we've had the Escape that we own has died on me in the middle of the highway recently. And now
whatever.
Won't even turn on. And so to me, I was like, oh, hashtag triggered. But I didn't say anything. I go, thank you so much. Amazing. Amazing. We love it. Turns out this Escape is an eco mode Escape. I didn't know what that meant. So I get in this Escape at 1 a.m. And eco mode, I guess, means that when you are not moving, like if you're at a stoplight.
It's the hybrid engine thing, right?
So you're at a stoplight, right? So anytime you're not moving, it like turns, it feels like it dies.
It physically, I think it turns the engine off.
It turns the engine off for a second. But I thought I was just stranded. When it turned off, I was like, fuck!
Oh, no, again!
Because this has just happened to me.
Yeah.
And then I pressed the gas and it like went again. And then I had to call you and be like, is this normal? Or should I turn my ass around and get a new car?
It's normal, but we've never had a hybrid car. I imagine it would take a long time to get used to it.
I had it for 4 days. I hated every second of it. Every time that you're not in motion, it turns off. It's fucking weird.
That gas mileage, though.
I don't like it.
You don't like gas mileage?
No, I don't like the eco thingy. Or at least it needs to be more delicate.
We could go straight electric. No, I think there are some cars that are better than others.
Yeah.
There's definitely some that are not graceful. It's dominant.
And you like hear it restarting.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Then this has all already happened. Same exact day. I get to the hotel.
And they gave you a free upgrade again?
No, they didn't know I was a person.
Oh, that old thing.
I go, here's my name. Here's my ID. Here's my name again. Here's my confirmation number. Here's the email. Here's this. Here's that. Guess what, people? Oh, is this Judge Judy?
Right, you are.
Listen to me very carefully.
Do you get
it? I know everything.
Open up your ears and listen.
You are an example of why people should have to take tests before they're allowed to have children.
I want you to stop talking.
All right. Sorry about that.
I just felt the rage mounting.
It's coming.
And I was like,
it.
Oh, damn. I guess this is it.
I feel it.
So, again, I feel like I'm screaming. Whatever. I am screaming. I physically cannot even describe to you the look of disbelief that I had arrived. Like, this lady was like, literally, honey, it's so loud.
I think it might be your headphones then, because it's really not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you turn down my headphones?
Just take them off. Just take them off and rage. Just lean into it. You know what I'm saying? Embrace the moment.
Okay.
Lose your mind.
This lady was so fucking, like, she goes, all I have in here for tonight, I have one check-in left, and it's for Pete. Are you a Pete? Are you Pete? I was like, no. And I'm showing her my ID, and I go, is there nothing you can do with the confirmation number? You can't type the confirmation number in anywhere? And she's like, I don't know. No, I'm just a desk person. I'm not the manager. I can't, blah, blah, blah.
Liar, liar.
Her face was actually decomposing from meth in front of me.
Oh, she definitely had meth bites.
I sent you.
Without a doubt.
I absolutely was feeling so petty that I took a photo of her when she was like attempting to find my reservation number, and I sent it to you, and I said, what are the chances that she's on meth right now? And you said, without a shadow of a doubt.
Quite high.
Or has done meth for decades and her, like, it is, I was genuinely, like, scared. And there were, like, homeless people coming in and out of the lobby and, like, circling me. And one asked me on my way, like, oh, you need something?
Great.
And there was like fucking one bag of Sun Chips. Anyways, whatever. So then I call Priceline because she's like, I can't help you. You have to call Priceline. She's like, I see what you're showing me on your email, but you have to call them. So I call Priceline and they call her like in front of me. They put me on hold and then called her and she answered the phone. So I'm standing there. They're arguing. They're like, we have to have sent you my confirmation. It's hitting with me. And then I call them back. Anyways, an hour goes by and they resent the... Priceline resends some sort of bat signal.
Which makes no sense.
And then the lady behind the front desk literally asked me to come behind the front desk and search her hotel email because she didn't know how to use the computer. What?
Don't you wish you would have done that sooner?
I know. I didn't want to insult her, even though she was methed out Susan.
That's so annoying.
I didn't want to insult her before this. So I'm standing there for an hour. So now it's 2 a.m. And I go behind the fucking thing and I searched my fucking own name and it comes up. But they had just resent it. It didn't come up from like Tuesday. It came up from 2 minutes before this, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... or whatever, 20 minutes.
You still would have had to call them.
I still would have had to call them, so that at least made me feel better, but it didn't make me feel better that my check-in front desk hotel person doesn't know how to use the email. Doesn't know how to search an email.
How is that even possible? All you do every day.
I don't know. She doesn't. And then she couldn't like check me in and like whatever.
It's like a valet not knowing how to drive a car.
She still gave me the wrong room and I just didn't say anything. And my room also didn't have a shower curtain.
Wow, whatever.
Also, I would like to say this was a Best Western and it had like 4 stars or whatever on.
It should be a perfectly nice hotel.
It should be perfectly fine. So by 2:30 a.m., I finally go to sleep. I have to wake up in 5 hours and shower. And then I just got water everywhere because there was no curtain, whatever. I was like, that's their fucking problem at this point.
I mean, yeah.
I told them as I checked out, I was like, hey, I don't want to get charged for the missing shower curtain. There wasn't one when I got here. So thanks. Anyways, this fucking lady, if you can't do the most basic part of your job, I'm going to need you to fucking tap out, okay? There are other jobs out there where you don't need to use email. And when you, I don't know if there are any jobs where you can actively be doing meth, but either way.
I mean, meth dealer.
Yeah. Hey! You know? So I'm going to need Best Western and Priceline was the main, all of it. I mean, they can all fucking burn to the ground is what I'm saying. Just judgment to the plaintiff. I hope it all burns.
Do you get it?
It was such a fucking...
Never doing Priceline again.
Also, without a doubt. I get it. Everyone's DMing. Everyone's saying I made like one TikTok or whatever about it. Everyone's like, that's your fucking first mistake is like doing a third party. Yeah, I fucking get it now.
But okay? Also, but no, it's not because that is what they do.
No, you know what I mean? Apparently it means you're at the bottom of the totem pole and you might not even get a room. It's not a guaranteed room.
But that's not, on the front page. You know what I mean?
It's in
that's
the small print.
So that's a stupid argument.
It's in the small print.
That's like saying, oh, you ordered dinner. You should have known they could have given you breakfast anyways. Like that's stupid.
Your fault for using Uber. Postmates. You should have gotten it yourself.
Right. That's a dumb argument. That's stupid.
But I never.
That being said, we're never going to use it again. But.
I'm literally never not booking direct. No matter if it's like if it's a $200 price difference, I don't fucking care. I don't want to show up anywhere in the middle of the night again and have them look at me like I'm lying.
It's so much wasted time.
It's wasted
and sleep.
Time. It's
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just getting texts. It's a nightmare.
What?
Do we have mail time? We don't have to end on this
note. We do have mail time, and I have had requests. We love Jason. We love the intro you've sent in, but I have had requests to play the old one, so we're going to do that.
Are you...
Sorry.
Are you making this up?
No. Welcome. You got mail. Goodbye.
All right. Couple quickies here. It's got another email from Office Depot, by the way. Our order is ready for a third time to pick it up.
It's mega ready.
This one's from Sabrina on Instagram at Mostly True Opinions. She says, justice will never be served. Manager of apartments is such a soul-sucking job. I only manage one building of 21 units, and I can't even with your Judge Judy moment for Wisdom Teeth Unicorn. That's an episode title. We'll have to go back and listen to that. I won't write you a Bible of shit about it, but fuck I feel you, Katie. And I feel 1,000% they cannot figure out how to use crosswalks. They also have no idea how to fill out a check.
Oh my God.
Sabrina, you get it, Sabrina.
Sabrina, my thoughts and prayers are with you, girl. Like, you're doing, I don't even know if I would say the Lord's work, but just like get out as soon as you can, you know?
Yeah, just bail the moment you can.
You sound like someone that's doing it for only, you know, the perks for a certain amount of time.
Right.
So.
You seem like you have your head on straight.
Yeah, I just wish you nothing but the best. And, you know, if you need to scream about things getting set on fire, I get it.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it. This is another one from Laura on Instagram. OMG, I'm listening to your $80 million episode. I know I'm so behind. Don't yell at me. No, you guys can listen whenever you want.
Oh my God, yeah, listen backwards. I don't give a shit.
You guys were talking about TikTok algorithms, as we often do, and how Katie watches the soap ASMR videos, which is still, of all the things that I would have-
Okay, back off.
No, I'm not judging. I would not have pegged that as something you'd be into.
Yeah.
It does not seem like a you thing.
Same.
And Laura agrees. She says, that stuff has never been in my algorithm. And what happens after I listen to the episode? I open TikTok, and that's the first video I see.
Ah!
That's the power of the algorithm, you guys.
And
soap ASMR, they're listening to me, she says. And that's it. She did not say if she likes
the soap,
which I assume means she does not.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, she would have been like, and now I get it.
And now I totally am on board, too.
I'm so relaxed. Listen, I don't just watch soap ones. I watch organizing ones. I watch sand ones.
What are your favorite ones recently? Mine are always changing.
You just said you don't like soap ASMR. So what do you mean?
What?
Like my favorite TikToks?
No, like your favorite rabbit holes. Are you still doing the soap ones? Do you have any new ones you're going down?
No, I'm saying it's been organizing and cleaning ones.
I know. It's always been that. I didn't know if there was anything new that came across your desk.
No,
so
but it's not like hours of soap. It's just like I find them interesting and calming.
I have this guy now that
you got a guy.
He I don't know. I don't even follow him. He just pops up all the time, and he basically sets up vignettes like from when you were a kid. So it'll be like he talks. It's super weird. Okay,
like only voice.
And I think no, it's not only voice. It's video too. But I think I've watched one for like 30 seconds, and now it's just showing up all the time. You know how that works?
Yeah.
He starts by saying like, "Hey, buddy, let's order pizza and play N64." And then he shows like a setup from what that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
It's super weird, super specific. And then there's one other where this girl reenacts, and it's hilarious. It's so funny, and it does not make sense, but she does such a funny job. She reenacts Harry Potter moments.
By herself.
She plays all the characters, because those, I don't know when the last time you watched any of those was, the acting in them, just so terrible.
So bad.
So, so terrible.
Do you know what was really creepy, and I forgot to tell you, and it was TikTok algorithm, like, at work?
What?
You know how in one of the hotels I stayed in, I got really creeped out because there was a storage closet next to my room that was open?
Yeah.
Or the door was cracked open, and I thought maybe, you know how there's horror stories of Airbnbs or hotels and them having like cameras or
creepers,
a hole in the wall or something. So I made up this whole narrative in my head because I was tired and stressed, and I saw like a cracked door next to my room, blah, blah, blah. And so then my brain went down the rabbit hole, and I was saying out loud, I don't even know if I explicitly said out loud though, anything about it really. I was telling you, I was worried about that, but I don't know what words I said.
Okay.
And I opened TikTok, and it was a video that literally said, how to find hidden cameras or holes in your hotel room.
That is what I'm saying. They are, it is.
How to find fake cameras or fake, like, if something's positioned by the bed weird or positioned by the shower weird. And it showed how to shine a light and see if there's a camera and stuff.
We thought the Instagram ads were aggressive.
And then
TikTok is aggressive.
But it made me more scared in that moment because I was like, how? How? Like, this is the first thing I see as I'm laying in the bed telling myself it's fine, go to sleep.
I think that's what...
It was so creepy.
That's why that was almost banned, I believe. That kind of privacy stuff.
Yeah, but then if I like it for the stuff I like.
I know, it's weird.
But then it was
creepy. You enjoy
it,
but then it also is like...
Yeah.
Like, there's probably going to be travel stuff if I open it right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we talked about planes and trains and automobiles.
There might be soap ASMR.
And... Soap ASMR.
Are you going to open it?
And let's see here. I'm opening it, and there's a guy talking about art. There is a horse guy, and there's a COVID guy. We were talking about getting tested. And there's a travel one, and there's, yeah.
Damn.
And there's something about Priceline in Nashville, and
shut
something
up.
About KDK comedy. No.
Anyway,
all right, gang. Well, we love you all.
Yes, love you.
You have nothing going on the rest of the week, so I'm sure next week's episode is going to be...
Shut up.
Just completely normal, docile.
I won't be able to tell you what happened on Let's Make a Deal, but a lot is happening this week still, so... Yay.
I love you, and I'm so happy with our marriage and our 1-year anniversary.
Why does this sound like a big but? Yeah.
Do not pull in the garage without a new car.
Oh.
If you don't have
a new
car. If
you don't win, don't come home.
Just keep driving.
Cool.
You feel me?
Subscribe to Mostly True Opinions on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.